What gave you the impetus? What was the catalyst for you to take songs to rewrite them? Were you doing this all along?
Well, do you know, did you ever come across Alan Sherman's song, Hello Mother, Hello Father?
Yes,
Have you ever come across that? So I guess it was kind of based on that. You know, here I am at Camp Granada. The tradition at the camp was always that there would be some kind of entertainment which would be put on by the supervisors, who were people probably the early 20s, and the kids who felt they had something to say or to do. And where the desire to change the world, I can't tell you. It was always there. My dad had a great voice. My mum had this really obsessional knowledge of songs from the 20s, from the 1930s, 1950s. So there was a lot of music at home, very musical kind of home, and I guess I kind of got it from there, really.
So did you keep doing this for when you were in, a teenager or?
It kind of started outside of high school. I had a bunch of friends who were very musical. One of my friends, I think I mentioned, was at medical school with me, but became a very distinguished jazz guitarist in the UK. And the other guys were pretty musical as well. And we started putting on little shows probably in our early 20s. So I continued to do that till I was about 30, 31. And then life got more serious academically. But I always kept on the tradition that I had wherever I was around Christmas time. Most of the places that I work had some kind of Christmas party, and I used to write a little song about the units that I was working in.
Are all the albums similar in that you've just revised the songs? The songs are very different. Are the some of the songs the same, but the lyrics are different? I'm just trying to get a feel for the style music.
I guess I'm a frustrated lyricist, really. I suppose that's what I am, really. What it's the words linked to the music, but it's the words for me which are the most poignant thing, really. So most of the songs are played to try to get a little humor into the situation, but there are a few sad songs, one or two serious songs, but in the main it's played with I'm looking for a humorous edge is the way I would put
Were there times where you wished you were a professional musician?
it. No, I think I've enjoyed my job enormously. What I find though is that the music is a nice antidote to the harder parts of my job, I would
What impact has this
say.
had on you?
The musical part has been my creative part. I think although I'm very interested in the academic ebb and flow, I think the creativity or my creativity has been very much channeled towards my musical interests, put it like that.
You plan on doing this well beyond your when you retire?
For me, my dad passed away some years ago, but set the bar very high as a general practitioner. He saw his last patient when he was 88, so I've
Wow.
still got a long way to go.